Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. With the holiday season officially underway, we thought we would give our more diligent listeners a few ideas for early shopping. It should come as no surprise that we here at Radio Kitchen are exposed to quite a few cookbooks, and to be honest, I think they make great, great gifts. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, what's come across your path?
And I've been fascinated by a lot of books these days, but I think a must read for everybody who's actually interested in food and what it's all about is Dan Barber's book, The Third Plate.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, decorated chef, the restaurant's Blue Hill, one in New York City and then one up at Stone Barns where they grow a lot of their food, really talks about, you know, how we need to change the way we think about food, how we need to eat in a different way so that there's food in the future. And of course, great stories about fish farms and about natural foie gras and all sorts of just lovely things, but really a good take-home lesson that we need to be eating more fruits and vegetables and less animal product.
Okay.
It's just something that I think is important, and it really touched me, so I think it's a cool book to read.
What else do you have here? I see a beautiful book about Sicily.
Yes, of course. I mean, a great book, Coming Home to Sicily. It's this guy, Fabrizio Lanza, and the book is just like visually stunning. My mother's from Sicily, so the region hits home. But, you know, basically the text of the book is seasonal harvests and cooking. And I mean, it's broken down into the seasons, and it really, again, stresses things like getting good things, getting good ingredients, and cooking them really simply, which I think for the home cook is important.
Right. And, you know, we're entering into a part of the year where it's getting a little more difficult to
right.
eat local. But with guidance from books like this, we'll have some ideas about what to go out and look for
exactly.
during the winter months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's a beautiful one. It's a vegetarian?
Yeah. The last book is Plenty More is the title. And it's Yotam Ottolenghi. He's very famous in London.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple of restaurants. And he's known for his strictly vegetarian cooking. And I think it's something that I want to do more of. And if you look at the book and look at the recipes, the photography is so appealing that you just want to eat this food.
Yeah.
You want to give it a try, and you want to sort of learn to cook some of the dishes that he has in the book. And they're super innovative, but again, with very simple ingredients, things we get in the market all the time,
mm-hmm.
Just his style.
Right. Now, these days when I go walking through the market, I like to have some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three books that are all Maryland authors.
Interesting, yeah.
And it's perfect because we can learn what we should be looking for. Maryland's Way, the Ham and Harwood House cookbook, one of my old, all-time favorites.
It's a classic, yeah.
It has recipes that go back to colonial days.
There's very, even some of them don't have measurements. I remember
That's
one
right.
of the recipes requires a knob of butter the size of a musket ball.
That's right.
Yeah. That's how a lot of them are written.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful book. Dishing Up Maryland by Lucy Snodgrass is just a wonderful, wonderful book.
Yeah.
And what Lucy did, she followed the seasonal approach, and she also talked to a lot of Maryland farmers.
Yes.
And found out what they are doing. So what they do in late autumn or in the winter, she worked that up into recipes.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice. The last one I had the pleasure of meeting the author, Sally Fallon. It's called Nourishing Broth.
Yeah, the book is...
immediately, Jerry, I jumped on this because we talk about the usefulness of broth all the time.
Sure, or stock.
Yeah, stock as it's also known. And this has also some philosophy and some science in here.
Yeah,
about the
book's very cool about the healing nature of broth, which
yeah.
is very interesting, and I believe in a lot of that.
And just a whole lot of great recipes. And I'm going to invite her to come on the show and talk more about it.
I would love to hear about it.
And we're going to list all of these books on the website, WIPR.org. And we'll give you all the information you need for ordering them.
Perfect.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.